Hello everybody, podcast number 3, finally. It has been on my mind consciously. I have got an unfortunate excuse and something that obviously life does get in the way, and that is what this podcast is about, life getting in the way and making the best of those situations. But reality is, past couple of weeks my daughter got unwell. She had a lung infection. I think I've previously mentioned she has got a severe heart condition known as the Epstein's anomaly, and she has been fighting that for 6 years of her life. She has serious and intense input to this world, and yeah, I mean, what can I say about her? Minnie, she's my little beacon of light. She's joyful, she's cheeky, she's just got pure unconditional happiness. She's brilliant. She's so emotional in all ways. But for me, she just embodies the essence of appreciation of this beautiful life. I mean, she's got such a lovable nature, caring spirit, kindness. She's so funny. She genuinely appreciates life, and just everything about her is everything any human should aspire to have and be. So yeah, Minnie, you're the most resilient and radiant soul and captivating ball of energy that's, yeah, in your journey touched countless lives and hearts with your dramatic entrance and your dramatic continuance, especially mine. You've claimed my heart in any way that only you could. So yeah, this is about the beginning of Minnie, really. I can't probably get into everything, but the start of it, I'll never forget. The day you were born was vividly in my mind as the first day of the Premier League, 13th of August 2017. Your mum Charlotte was 30 weeks and 2 days pregnant, and yeah, I think we had some kinky time in the morning, and she sensed afterwards that something didn't feel right early in the morning. And back in those days, I was trying to get some streaming website to watch the football on. And yeah, later that morning, she's in the toilet and called me in and lifted herself up from the toilet. And yeah, there was a white sack come almost just protruding out of her vagina, and yeah, well, what can I say? Fucking confusion, panic, shit, what the fuck do I do? I look out the door, I see Luna, 13 months old at the time, my eldest daughter. She stood outside the bathroom, completely bewildered and completely confused. I just remember saying, "Don't worry, darling, it's all right, it's going to be fine, you can go and play now." As I'm pacing around the hallway and looking for my phone, completely confused. But yeah, I mean, by the time I returned to Charlotte, which was probably 30 seconds, Charlotte's lying on her back on the floor. Minnie had already hit the dreadful concrete. It was horrible stuff. It weren't tiles. It was all grainy concrete in the flat of our bathroom in Chichester. And Minnie was blue and purple, completely, yeah, purple, not breathing properly or making a noise. Clearly not normal. So yeah, I quickly picked her up, cuddled her and covered her with a towel to try and keep her warm. And during all of this, I'm shouting down the phone, I'm rung 999 at some point, and I'm shouting down the phone, "Yes, I need an ambulance, please," and explaining them what's going on as much as I can whilst it's all happening. I remember the umbilical cord was kind of a patchy brown, white and grey colour. But yeah, everything else was just blood. Obviously Minnie wasn't breathing right, so I put my mouth pretty much over her whole face and just blew some breaths straight into her, and she instantly changed pinker. Certainly still not right, and she was trying to cry and trying to make a noise, but was struggling to breathe, and yeah, still not a normal colour. And at this point, Charlotte's laying on her back, barely coherent, completely in and out of consciousness. Yeah, I'm even shaking her, trying to rub her chest, thinking she's dying. Anyway, an ambulance person finally answered the phone, and he asked me to get more towels to keep Minnie warm and keep breathing breaths into Minnie's mouth and nose every few seconds. So, yeah, naturally I tried to walk out of the bathroom and forget completely about the umbilical cord and nearly pull Charlotte's insides out. So, yeah, I rested Minnie as best I could on Charlotte, who was still unconscious, basically, and grabbed as many towels as I could, find, came back to sit on the bathroom floor and wait endlessly for what seemed forever. But, yeah, was told it was 14 minutes. But, yeah, the whole process filled with fear and just desperation. I don't even remember seeing Luna except for the moment at the beginning where I told her it would be okay, and the moment at the end where the paramedics took over and it's like I almost didn't exist, but it shows how much of an angel she is. She just, I don't know what she did. I do wonder what she saw and what she remembers, but I don't think there's an appropriateness to bring that up. I don't think we saw any of those towels ever again, though, that's for sure. After that, we were rushed to St. Richard's and they were treating her for lung issues. But yeah, a superstar in my eyes and my ex's eyes is the cardiologist from Southampton, Dr. Nicholas Hayes, who spotted something serious on her scans, a rare heart condition called Epstein's anomaly. We were rushed to Southampton, where Minnie spent the first 4 to 6 months in hospital. I say we were rushed. They rushed Minnie to Southampton Hospital and left us in St. Richard's overnight. But yeah, Minnie was safe in the hands of the amazing people on our Ocean Ward in Southampton, which basically became our home, along with Ronald McDonald Hotel, which is likely the first time I ever experienced or was on the receiving end of any charity. I'm thankful for that, thankful for them, I'm grateful for them. We could never have afforded to stay in Southampton and maintain looking after Minnie constantly. Also thanks to the unwavering support of Aaron Mears and Danny O'Neill, who I worked for at the time. They completely understood the gravity of the situation and work kind of took a back seat during this complete rollercoaster of emotions, and they were both so great about it. So thank you guys, and hope you're well, because we haven't spoken in a long time. It is safe to say that Minnie's journey was unexpected and intense. 9 weeks early, unwell, poorly, and something I've never really thought about until now, and something I've certainly never discussed in this level of detail. And that's just the first introduction to her life. So chapter one, the beginning of Minnie, and I hope to share more and look forward to sharing more. She has major options going forward because she's been ill recently. She has got quite a lot of attention through social media, and the timing is almost perfect because we have had data sent to the American specialists about 4 weeks ago. So things that we'll be following up on this to be continued mini saga story is that she has always been told that the cone repair of her heart on the tricuspid valve is impossible by UK paediatric specialists and the board of UK paediatric cardiologists. But personally myself, I've never believed that. Minnie's a beast, she's a warrior, she's so much stronger than any child or any person I've ever met. She's taught me more than any person I've ever met, and what her name was originally before she was born mentioned as Pixie, although I wasn't the biggest fan. And when she did come out the way she did and with the strength she has, there's no way she was going to be allowed to be called Pixie. And so her options are based on what America say. We sent that data about 4 or 5 years ago after gathering it through Southampton Hospital. And over the past 6 or 7 months, I've been gathering that data through Southampton Hospital with their open and honest opinion that we need to be realistic and not be too hopeful for the fact that Minnie can be cured, because what they see of her tricuspid valve is it is uncurable and the cone valve repair is not possible. So Yeah, that was confirmed back 3-4 years ago by the Americans, which is the reason fundraising has never been an option I've looked at, never been something I've considered. However, I've always never believed that it's possible, not possible, should I say. I've always found that Minnie's stronger than anything, and she's not going to lose this battle, and not even in this battle. You know, I can't accept that, and that's probably the trait of a man in many ways. But yeah, things feel positive at the minute. Even though she's been ill, she's got a lot of following, a lot of people that love her, a lot of people that she's impacted so positively. She's so courageous and strong, and she has just had an positive impact on so many people's lives, mine particularly. And I'm thankful for her, thankful for the learning she's given to me, and I want to give back to her by giving her a better option than the procedure that we're offered by Southampton, which is effectively palliative care. So watch this space, because there is better options, and we're on the brink of finding that out, and I'll share more over the coming days. But yeah, what you've learned today is how she came into this world and how it's always been fucking mental. And chat to you soon. Love you all. Thank you anyone for listening. Thank you very much. I can't honestly express in words how appreciated it is. This is just me, and this is just our story, and this is just Minnie. We are just normal people, and this rock is a special place. So thanks for sharing this planet with me. Thanks for sharing our story and listening to our story, and I look forward to sharing more with you. Have a good life. Have a good day. Love you. Peace.